Yes.
Okay.
The one that dropped today was 191.
Yeah. Craig Hole. Vibraflex. Augenstein. Craig Augenstein.
Augie is Craig Hole.
I'll take Augie.
Augie is
192. This is 193.
193. Augie.
I'm losing it. We haven't even started yet.
BRB, what does it even mean?
Be right back.
It is the same number of syllables as the acronym. What's the point?
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome. I still can't seem to find my way out of the studio. Day 45. Here are your hosts, Mike and Darren.
Hi, I'm Darren.
I'm Mike.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome. This is Cincinnati's comedy podcast, episode 193.
We have got a show
You
tonight. I mean,
we've got a show for you.
You downloaded it. You know there's a show that exists. That's kind of stupid. It's there.
If you thought you were downloading like Head Cleaner, something just going to clean your drives. Head Cleaner.
You know, I have Box in college. He had a CD Head Cleaner, which is just a disc with a little brush hanging down. And I borrowed it from him. I still have it. Just like 30
this
years
is the
ago.
Worst, freaking... This is the worst, most boring album ever. So anyway, we're excited that you're here. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. U2 alert. If you don't like U2,
oh, God.
Just skip this one.
Mikey,
wait till next
Mike
week.
Went back to Vegas.
I went back to Vegas.
I heard somebody on the Super Bowl call it the Spear. That U2 is at the Spear. I'm like, it's got a H in it. It's Sphere.
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 It's like S-F-H.
Also, here.
But I think it was Jim Nantz. I want to just fly out there, smack him. It's not Spear. They're at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike went back. So Mike's going to be talking about U2.
Yeah. So Darren wanted to get something non-U2 related. So he'll talk about some for a couple
of minutes. I had a fun visit at my dermatologist.
Okay.
So that's going to compete with what Mikey's talking about. So Mikey, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah? My legs hurt. My feet specifically hurt. I walked a lot. And it's my own fault, and we'll get into it when I get into the whole trip. Spoiler alert, I'm going to be talking about the entirety of the ship because
on a ship?
I'm going to talk about the entirety of the
all
trip.
All aboard!
Because
they say that on a train.
some fun stuff happened outside of the show.
Well, I hope.
Heavens to Betsy. I got some content. Yeah, I blew your mind.
Yeah.
I haven't added any content to this show for nigh on 3 years at this point.
So for people who are longtime listeners of the show, Mike and I split the duties on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
Mike sets up. He does all the technical stuff. This is his basement. This is his equipment.
Them's my lights back there.
I mean, I bought a microphone and some of the lights and one of the cameras. And, you know, we split some of that cost. But Mike does all the technical stuff. I edit the audio portion of the podcast.
That's right.
And I provide probably 97% of the content for the show. I come in with a rundown every week of to talk about, and then Mike just runs off with the thing. Mike gave me like 12 things on the list to talk about.
In comedy
I've got
terms,
nothing except going to the dermatologist.
And the point is,
yeah?
Mikey got stuff to talk about.
Yeah, Mike provided 90% of the content, 95 this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like this show, stick it on, Mike.
And by the way, I got to address something that Mr. Hughes says here.
Okay.
He's trying to get banned.
Mr. Hug Hughes.
Yeah, he's trying to get banned because he's talking about Pat McAfee spent $60K and said he hated it. He must have taste.
What?
Yeah. Oh. So he's spoiling for a fight.
Well,
you're the one
who said that this year you weren't going to have Chris banned. You were going to welcome him back into the fold. You were like virtually hugging him.
I've always been on Chris's side. You know this.
Okay.
Behind the scenes as well.
Okay.
You have been the one that banned him.
I banned
multiple
him.
Multiple times.
Yes.
But, you know, this could change.
Yeah.
He keeps this crap up.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
And I like Pat McAfee.
Is that the dude, the sports thing where they said it sucked? There was a Sports Center thing. It was like multiple guys.
I don't remember him. He used to be on Bob and Tom's show all the time. He was kicker for the Colts.
Okay. Yeah.
And there was this
guy.
I don't remember who they were playing, but he kicks the ball.
Yeah.
The other team gets the ball, and they're running it toward the big H.
Yeah.
And they make it past like all of the other football guys, the receivers,
players,
and the players is what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
McAfee says, hell no, and bam! drops him like a bad habit, okay. the kicker. And it was all over everywhere. And I'm okay. like, okay, Pat McAfee's a badass. Yeah. For a kicker, yeah.
Yeah.
No offense to kickers, but usually they don't tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all yeah. I know about football. So, Super Bowl, did so you watch any of the Super Bowl?
I did, on the plane. Okay. I'll talk about that. Okay. But yeah, something that he said was two quotes from him about the Sphere is that he's a big U2 fan,
uh-huh.
and he thought the show sucked because they didn't play any of their hits. I'm like, what?
That's the same thing I said, just to piss off fans on their fan page.
I think he was doing it just to piss people off, because it's like the show was nothing but hits. There's like every...
There was more hits than a Tyson fight.
Waka waka waka.
Thank you. I wrote that.
Every show they change the middle four, and they'll throw in some stuff that they don't normally play.
Right.
But the other 25 songs yeah. are, I mean, you got Mysterious Ways, you got One, mm-hmm. you've got Sound Found, Where's Your Tempting Name? Yeah, Beautiful Day.
How many hits were off Ach Tongue Baby?
The whole album is played.
I know, but how many hits were on there?
Oh, good Lord. Five singles.
There were five singles off yeah. of Ach Tongue,
yeah.
baby.
Five of the 12 songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So five.
That's where a
one.
Lot.
Number one.
One for the love of Harold Ramis.
Okay.
One.
I know.
Was on there.
Yeah, I know.
So
that.
You
can't. One, Mysterious Ways.
Yeah, you can't come away from a show that play where they play one.
Right.
And then say they didn't play any of their.
You
know,
what,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Like, yeah, you can't, no, you can't.
You're not allowed to do that.
No, you're not.
But the U2 fans didn't go as crazy as the Tool fans go.
Okay. Did I just say okay?
Okay, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Lisa. It is too late. We may ban Chris and elevate Lisa to the next level of listenership.
Give her his slot.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
I like
I think
Lisa.
We do that. I think we do that.
Lisa's got poor taste in men, but I like her.
Okay, the show got derailed.
You're listening to Irritable Dad Syndrome, Cincinnati's comedy podcast.
That is without question the funniest story I've ever heard.
Should I get into the...
Knock it out.
The fun here?
Yeah. Mike went to Vegas.
Mike went to Vegas. So I sent Darren a text, or I think I put it on Facebook, that the Nevada state flag should be a middle-aged person carrying a drink,
yeah.
not looking where they're going.
Right.
I swear.
At a slot machine.
If I didn't dodge people, I would have gotten in so many collisions and fights. As a matter of fact, a couple of times, they would be side by side, and there was nowhere I could go. I couldn't step left or right because I'm going to run into one of them.
So all you can do is jump over them.
I can't jump that high.
Oh, okay.
I stopped and they walked towards me until they got right, almost hitting me. And they look up and go, oh, I'm sorry. And then they stopped.
Uh-huh.
Now there's three of us
stopped.
Standing there looking at each other. And then I, like an idiot, say, I'm sorry.
Excuse
me. Yeah. Which I shouldn't be saying.
No, you wouldn't.
Because it wasn't my fault.
No.
It wasn't.
You clearly have the right of way.
I have the right of way. Yeah. I'm alone, and I'm not carrying a drink, and I'm looking, I'm facing forward. I've got the three. That's the trifecta.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to
you
move.
You have the right of way.
Good yeah. God. There were so many people there.
Don't they read the manual?
So I stayed at the Holiday Inn Desert Resort.
Okay.
The reason I chose that was because that was the only place I could get.
Yeah.
Back when I got the ticket, the general admission ticket for Saturday, I was looking for a place to stay. And I got pissed because every casino was either, we don't have any more rooms, or the rooms were five times their normal cost.
Oh my God.
Andrew happened to be walking by while I was trying to find a room and heard me under my breath being like, I can't. He's like, are you going on the 10th? Of February?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know, it's Super Bowl weekend. Like, okay. So a little U2 ticket, U2 uh-huh. general admission ticket, crash course for y'all.
Yeah.
Once you have a general admission ticket to U2, that's it.
Yeah.
You're done. Mm-hmm. You're going to that show. It doesn't matter. It was like, oh, that was our wedding day. I'm sorry. You're right. That was our wedding day. It is no longer.
Well, it's still your wedding. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know
your
what
anniversary.
I mean? Yeah. We are not going to do whatever we were going to do.
Unless Bono is going to officiate.
I'm going to the show.
Yeah.
So everything else falls around that. I was lucky enough to find this hotel. And it doesn't share a parking lot, but it's right next to the Sphere.
Yeah, the Sphere.
The Sphere. Terrible location if you want to party in Vegas and go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's like all the way across the city from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But it's right by the boys. So I got a room there, and I was excited. And I get there. When I get when I deplaned in Vegas, when I walked from in down, you have to go through the baggage to go to where you get rental cars and bag and all that stuff.
Yeah,
they had people down there singing "Welcome to Vegas, get a shot," and I can't remember the rest of the words.
Was it "Viva
these,
Las Vegas"?
These old ladies, they were. And I'm sorry if you any of you are were those ladies, but you were elderly, and they were clapping. Not that there's anything
wrong with
that.
Were they giving you? Were they putting lays around your neck?
No, but they were clapping, and Nevada shaped hoops.
Okay.
That they were putting on their faces.
Okay.
And you could get a selfie with them holding the Nevada shaped hoop thing. Okay.
Sure.
They were giving away like just all kinds of weird, like little balls that say Las Vegas Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They were all wearing jerseys. The jerseys were purple. I don't think neither the both teams had red and white. They were, it wasn't purple.
The 49ers were white and red. The Kansas City Chiefs are red and white.
I don't think anybody in Vegas has ever seen a Super Bowl before, but they had jerseys.
Well, they've bet on them.
And they were singing and they were excited.
Yeah.
The trip was going wonderful there. I sent pictures back to the family. Like, I'm having a wonderful time until I got to the Hertz rental car place.
They call it Hertz for a reason.
Yes. And the last time we were there, I went up the stairs. The guy said, here's your ticket. Mm-hmm. Your car's over there. And we left. And that was like, wow, that's an exciting, neat experience. When I rented the car, I said, I am going to be at the airport at this time. And I need a car. I went to the Hertz office. The guy said, you're in the wrong place. And I'm like, this is the airport. I'm still in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but your car's not here. Your car is at the JW Who's-its, What's-its.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I said, okay, so are you going to give me a
Kilgore,
car?
In the corner of Kilgore and 9th.
Is there a car here? He's like, no, your car is over there. How do I get there? You can take an Uber, taxi, whatever. It's like, okay. So then I left the airport with my baggage. I went to the Uber area, the taxi area. I talked to the first taxi that I have to go to because he's the one in front.
Yeah.
And I showed him the address and he said, what is that? And I said, that's where my car is. And he's like, this is the Hertz place is right here.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know, but this is where they're telling me to go for the car. And he stared at me for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I didn't make this. This is where they're telling me to go.
Yeah.
And he said, okay. It was a 30-minute ride.
30 minutes?
Yeah. It was across Vegas in traffic.
Was where it still in the state of Nevada?
It was about 20 minutes on the other side out in the desert away from,
why
from
everything. Why would they do that?
With everyone coming in for the Super Bowl. So I get to this place. It's a JW something hotel.
Doesn't matter if they're there for the Super Bowl. You rented a car, you rented a car.
I go to the
from
person
the airport.
That's standing out there and I said, do you have a Hertz rental office in here? And he said, yeah, it's over here. You go in to the left. I went in there to the left. Mm-hmm. There's nobody at the counter. And there's a couple sitting in easy, comfortable chairs reading newspapers, mm-hmm. which I haven't seen anyone reading a newspaper since 1988. So that I was concerned at that point that I've stepped into another reality. I said, are either of you work here?
Uh-huh.
And I know that's not a very well constructed sentence, but that's what I said. Are any of you all work here?
Are any of you work here?
Yeah. Are any of you work here? And they looked up and the guy smiled and said, absolutely not. He is out cleaning a car. I said, okay. And then the lady said, they've got him doing everything. He's renting cars. He's bringing cars back in. He's cleaning them. He's parking them. He's servicing them. He's filling out paperwork and he's checking on us.
Okay.
And I said, who be he and where is he? And she said, he's out in the parking lot, we think.
Oh, dear God.
Time is ticking because I left a piece of the story out. Whilst I was in flight, I was in the air for like 8 hours because they flew my ass to New York and then flew me 6 hours across to Vegas.
That's what you call backtracking.
At that time, during that time, mm-hmm. the ticket prices for this here for Friday night show went from hundreds of dollars down to $70, $80.
Okay.
And I bought a ticket for the Friday night show at 8 o'clock. So I saw them twice this past weekend. So now I'm on a timetable. I was going to be just lollygagging around Vegas, eating crab and betting on slot machines. Oh,
the Las Vegas crab is so good.
Doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Now I got to be somewhere, right? I got to be there at like 7:30, you know?
And what time is it now?
This is around, I don't know, 5. Oh, 4:30 or 5. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
Because once I'm at my hotel, it's a 5-minute walk over to the Sphere. It's not
I understand.
That huge of a deal. But I did want to eat. I did want to eat.
Yeah. No, I don't like having a...
I know. So good. I said to the lady, I was like, I stood there for a few minutes and I started to feel like, I was like, this guy's never going to come. I went out, I looked around, I went up to the main desk and I said, there's no guy at the Hertz.
Did you ring the bell?
There's no bill.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, the main hotel thing. And they said, oh, but that's Hertz over there. I was like, I realize it's over there. There's no guy over there. By the way, the Uber price to get from the airport to this hotel, $80.
Okay.
$80 ride over.
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. While we were sitting in traffic, the dollars are just ticking away.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Why can't they charge you by the mile? But so it makes sense.
I come back and now there's a gaggle of people.
Ooh,
a murder of people. Mm. Is that's for crows.
A conflux.
A conflux of people.
Yeah.
A penultimate.
A smeltering.
A penultimate of pissed customers.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're all asking, where's the guy?
Yeah.
And then newspaper guy and lady flip the newspaper down and say, he's out there cleaning cars. To which I wanted to say, what are you people even here for?
You act
like you don't even need to go anywhere. You're just reading the paper and pissing people off at this point.
They're just like Statler and Waldorf. We'll clean my car. Whoa. You know.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be trapped here. And I was like, I'm going to get an Uber. I'm going to get an Uber to the actual hotel.
Yeah.
So I called Hertz. They said you need to call. I'm sorry, that called Priceline. That's who I got this thing from.
Yeah.
They said you need to call Hertz. We have nothing to do with this. I'm like, you guys charged me for this. That's not us. It's Hertz. You got to talk to them.
No,
they had a policy.
You bundled it, right?
They had a policy that if you cancel within 24 hours, it's $100. If you cancel after the time you're supposed to pick it up, it's $200, which is way more than the price that I even was supposed to get. By the way, I'm $80 in the hole because of this Uber.
Yeah.
Right now I'm hot. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah.
So I call Priceline.
Yeah.
And the dude answered and I said, look, I know it's you personally didn't do this, but I'm upset right now, so I'm going to cuss, and I apologize in advance. But I booked this car a long time ago. You guys, I had to drive out, $80 thing to get out here, and now there's no car.
Yeah.
Now I just booked another Uber back, another $40 to get back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Because we passed the hotel that I'm staying in to get to this other place out in the desert.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we can offer you a refund. Are you wanting to cancel the car? And that's where I lost it. I'm like, the car that you don't have? Yes, I would like to cancel the car that you don't have.
Yeah.
And I'd like a refund of the money. Would you like the full amount? Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Every time I tell one of these stories, there's always, you think it can't get any stupider. There's another stupid question.
What do you think is fair? 13%, somewhere between 13% and 80%.
At this point, I'm just like, I need to get to this damn hotel so I can see the show. All right. I don't want to deal with this. So long story, I'm going to cut this part short. Got an Uber guy. He's a dude from Nashville. Hilarious.
Okay.
We were laughing because he saw me walking around. I was on the phone talking to them. And he started laughing while I was putting my stuff in his car.
Yeah.
And I hung up and he's like, Hertz mess with you? I was like, yeah. He's like, they didn't have a car, do they? I was like, no. He's like, you'd be surprised how many people I pick up out here because Hertz ain't got a car. It's like, wow. He's like, they send you all out here. I was like, I don't know why they do it. I don't know if it's to get you out of the city.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but welcome to Vegas.
I mean, you should have went Steve Martin on him.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can start by wiping that dumbass smile off your rosy cheeks. Then you can give me a automobile, a Datsun, a Toyota, a Mustang, a Buick, four wheels and a seat.
So he drove me back to the Holiday Inn Desert Resort, the one place that nobody there is going to the Super Bowl.
And that was another $80, right?
40. It was 40 because it was like halfway. The airport's on one side of the city. They drove me from the airport, which is on this side of the city, through the city, all the Super Bowl
okay.
Stuff. 10 minutes, 15 minutes out here in the desert. Then I had to come back through the desert to this end of the city, which is where my hotel is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Los, oh
so the,
I got gotcha.
You.
I got gotcha.
You. You know, the strip is like one long street. Airport's at one end of the street. The sphere's at the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
The sphere.
So I go here. So I'm excited now. I'm at the hotel. I don't care. I'm like, I guess I'm Ubering all over the hell and I don't care.
Yeah.
I walk in. I get my, they give me the key card. I've got a couple of hours before the show.
Yeah.
All right. They say, well, you have to go to the vacation station to activate your key card. And I said, how many stops do I have on this?
We have to activate your card.
My key card. They gave me the card.
Do you remember when they used to give you an actual key and then you turned it to the right and then the door, it opened. Yeah.
There wasn't a key engraver over there that had to take the metal and, you know. So I'm like, okay.
You got to go activate your...
So I told you all that. Now, I woke up at 4 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
My day started at 4 in the morning. It is now 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. when this is hitting. I've been through it. And I go to the vacation station.
Uh-huh.
And the guy says, he gives me this orange slip of paper uh-huh. that has, he's like, you get $20 off any food in our thing. I was like, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I just want to take my stuff to the thing. And he's like, are you traveling alone? I'm like, what is about to happen to me?
And he's, you know, why? What do you got in store? Well, I don't have to be.
Is there somebody in the room?
That would make it awkward.
Yeah.
Well, you tell me.
He said, are you in town for the Super Bowl? And I'm like, no, I'm here for you two.
Uh-huh.
And I got tickets for tonight and tomorrow night. And I just want to drop my stuff off. And he's like, oh. And he flipped in this little book that he had that I didn't even see when I walked up that had all this U2 merch. And he's like, since you're here by yourself, I can give you a deal.
He's like, hooker.
He's like, we'll take away this $20 off the restaurant.
The food, yeah.
And we'll give you $200 in credit on merch. He's like, get yourself a hoodie, get a couple of t-shirts, get a poster. It's like $200 in merch? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
Sign me up for that.
Hold on. Because you're thinking there's a catch.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah, sign me up for all of that. And I was like, do I just pick it here and then you guys deliver it? Or how does this work?
It's like the next day you wake up in the bathtub full of ice and someone's taking your kidney.
He said, all I need you to do is sign up for a 90-minute presentation on our vacation properties.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
He said it's 90 minutes.
Nope.
But it's 90 minutes.
Nope.
Okay. I said no. I've been through those. I don't want to deal with those. I don't. He's like, but have you been through them with us?
No.
I'm like, no. And I'm not going to.
Right. It's
like, I'm on a tight schedule this week, believe it or not, even though I'm by myself. Well, you don't have anything to do tomorrow. I got a lot to do tomorrow.
Yeah. Just because you're by yourself doesn't mean you have nothing.
Yeah, like I'm wandering around thinking, man, I wish there were a hotel demonstration I could be watching right now.
Anybody want to play checkers? I'm bored as hell over here.
So then he said, what if I up it to $500? Now he's got my attention. And I was like, are you telling me you're going to give me $500 right now if I do this? He's like, no. I was like, what? I'm not going to a presentation, man. Just,
uh-huh.
I just, you know. No offense. I want to get to my room and I got to get over here.
Yeah.
And he said, okay.
I just leave and not get any free stuff?
Let me validate your key. I was like, okay. And he took the card and he just put it down under the thing. But I don't think he did anything. I don't think there's anything under there.
He just waved it for the air.
I think he just brought it down and then brought it back up. And gave it to me.
There you go.
And he showed me a map of where the room is. I went all the way over there. I literally just dumped my stuff in the room. And walked over to the here. And there was nobody in. The doors had just opened at this point. It was doors opened at 6:30.
Yeah.
What else do I got to do?
Yeah.
I just walked in. I bought those two posters.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wandering around. They had food there. Burgers for like $80. It was great enough. they're 18. I got an $18 burger. But it had it had arugula.
For Vegas, that's...
I mean... You know, how often you get a burger with arugula on it?
Not lettuce, arugula.
Yeah, right. And aioli, that stuff.
It's I still don't know what that is. Mayonnaise.
Yeah. It was okay.
$18 ain't bad for a burger in Vegas.
I had a beer.
That's like Chicago prices.
So the tickets that I had that night that I got on the plane at the last minute were in the 400 sections.
Uh-huh.
Kids, that's when you see these videos that people are posting of the here, where it looks like you two, like you have to point at the ants that are really far away, but you can see the screen really well. Those are the 400 sections.
Okay.
Okay. I'm like, this is great. I'm going to see all the visuals. And then tomorrow night, I'll be in general admission. I'll be right up in Bono's
grill.
Mm-hmm. This is awesome. So I had that. I had a beer. I didn't have a place to put my stuff on the table because I had those posters and everything. I found a guy by himself. I set my stuff. I said, can I set my stuff on the table? He said, yes, you can, laddie.
Okay. Oh,
okay. Yeah. You
trusted personal? A stranger to watch your stuff?
Paid for? Like to place it to eat with him. I was like,
I gotcha.
And he wasn't saying much. I don't remember if he called me.
My name is Sean O'Malley.
He had a very Irish accent. Yeah. And I ate like half the burger and we're not talking. And it was weird. And I was like, are you by yourself? You just flying for the show? He's like, yeah, I came here from Dublin. It's like, wow.
Hi, Dublin.
Wow. By yourself? He's like, oh, my wife's not going to come to this. Okay. So you're going to see the show here. You know, the stupidest question. I like, why the hell would he be in there for?
No, yeah, I'm here for the Super Bowl.
Here for the arugula. Have you seen they put arugula on these burgers?
Here for the arugula.
And aioli. We're trying to figure out what this is. And I ask, eventually I ask him his name. He's like, I'm Patrick. I'm like, of course you are. Yeah. Your name's not Patrick from Ireland.
Patrick Fitzgerald and Gerald Fitzpatrick. Yeah,
do you have a clover with you right now? Are you going to, did you have Lucky Charms this morning? Like, how much more Irish can you get? You're not wearing green. But he was just hilarious. He was like, is an older dude. And, we were talking about, he's like, it's not my favorite album. I'm like, dude, don't make this.
Let's not
get the police involved.
Here we go. Yeah.
His was Unforgettable Fire and Joshua Tree, which I'm down with that.
Solid albums.
Solid albums. Yep. I gave him the lowdown when it's okay to pee and when it's not, you know, and all those kind of things. And we had a nice conversation.
Yeah.
I went up. I sat in the absolute total wrong section. Met everybody around me. I'm the guy that sits down. I have the beer. Hey, is this your first time seeing him? Waylon Jennings sat down right next to me. I know it wasn't Waylon Jennings, but I swear.
He's dead. Yeah.
He looked great.
That'd be for being dead.
I met everybody around me, and then suddenly, at like 10 minutes before the show, like
someone
after
comes
the DJ's
with the flashlight.
Done, they come up and say, I think our seat is 13. I'm like, that's impossible. My seat is 13.
Right.
And I said, are you section 405? And they said, no, we're 404.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, this is section 40. And I looked over, and 404 was right there.
Yeah.
So the good part of this is 405 is a better seat. Okay. So I sat over to the other seat.
Uh-huh.
Met another guy, started talking to him.
Uh-huh.
And then the lady next to me said, can you move down there to where those two ladies are sitting? It's like, how many seat moves am I going to have to do for this show?
How hard
apparently, they had bought tickets, like a bunch of tickets, but all scattered through the section. And they were just asking people to move in their section so they could eventually all get together.
Oh, okay.
I guess
so they asked if you
now.
Okay, so you thought you were in the wrong seat.
Well, this time I was in the right seat, but they wanted me to go further up. So it was like five rows up. Like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. So I finally got situated. The show hit. I filmed the entire thing.
You filmed it?
The entire
recorded it.
I videotaped it
on your phone.
I videotaped it on my telephone.
Okay. It's not videotape either, but I will let that one slide.
I filmed it. I spliced the data files together on my telephone.
With your razor?
I wanted to get the opening with the way the sphere opens with the cross thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, well, I can't end with, because they're going to do the fly, and they're going to do the whole thing where the sphere turns into a square or a rectangle, and that's going to look really cool from up here. And it did. And I was like, I can't end on the next one. And it just kept going and going until I got like there's like three or four songs left. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I can't stop now. So yeah, I got the whole damn shebangle.
The whole kit and caboodle?
The kit and the caboodle.
Mm.
Coming up on the next episode of Irritable Dad Syndrome.
It's the same thing now with advertisements. Do you really have to advertise it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're a moron. you're an idiot.
My ex-girlfriend in high school said, you know, if they stopped advertising for tampons, I'd still buy them.
Plus, your 7-day forecast on the next Irritable Dad Syndrome.
On the plane, I'm sitting. I'm all comfy. I'm in my seat. This lady sits down next to me, and then this dude says, do you mind moving a couple of rows up into my seat? It's an aisle seat, so that I can sit next to my fiance. I'm like, okay, who's going to say no to that? Because if you say no, now you're sitting next to some lady who's pissed that her whatever. And then why are you doing that?
You're like, so how are you enjoying
Vegas? Hey, what's up?
Hey, honey, I sense your fiance is not here.
You know, if he really cared about you, he would have gotten seats together. But
I say, you look lovely.
So, yeah, I moved. And then the whole time I'm like, why would you do like I couldn't like why do people do that? Do you do that with Libby? Do you just get separate seats?
And we then... had to when we went to New York, because I was originally going to go to New York by myself.
Yeah.
And so she tagged on later and couldn't get a seat next to mine. Now,
I see.
Sometimes you buy seats. When I flew to Chicago, now you have to pay extra to get your seat.
Okay.
If you just buy and then let them sit you down all willy-nilly, you save like $35 or something a seat.
Okay.
So they may have done that.
Okay.
And when Libby and I flew home from New York, we asked the guy, you know, we have separate seats. Is there any way you can move us? Mm-hmm. And then he was going to bill us like $70. We're like, you know what? It's a 3-hour flight. We're fine. Yeah. We've seen each other this whole time, and we're probably going to sleep anyway. We didn't. And then they ended up putting us together anyway.
Okay.
Because they're not falling for our scam. It's a scam.
The whole thing.
The whole kit and caboodle.
So the show ends.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wonderful show. The whole thing.
Back to YouTube.
I leave the here. And I'm talking to the one of the security people when I was coming in. Gave me the lowdown on the general admission line. She just like, I don't know why, she just said, are you coming tomorrow? Are you going to, I don't know how, this conversation started.
She said, are you here
but
by
I said,
yourself?
I'm doing general admission tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she said, come here. And this is in between, you know, when you're going into a concert, you got the guy that wands you.
Yes.
And then there's another person later that scans your ticket.
Yeah. I had to take off my pants. What was that?
Yeah. Well, that was, you know.
Hello.
It was, she pulled me out of that. Off the side, she's here.
Hey, come here.
She's like, there's a lady with a book. Really?
She's over there.
Where is it?
She says, shh. There's a lady with a book. And you got to have your name in the book.
Oh.
And if your name's in the book, then you get to get in front of the line.
The front of the line?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, where's the shh.
Where's the lady? She said, oh, by the rocks.
Uh-huh. She said, you see through the glass here? You see those rocks? I was like, I remember. I do remember those rocks.
Yeah.
I said, I came here in October with my family, and there was a lady over there by the rocks. She's like, that's the lady.
With the lady with the rocks.
She has a list.
Uh-huh.
Got to get your name on that list.
Okay.
I said, okay.
And then you come back tomorrow at 8 a.m., and you got to be on the list. Okay, Jesus.
Okay. All right. She's like, then she winked at me. Yeah. I was like, okay. So I leave the show. Now I'm looking for the lady with the list. Okay. I go over near
She's
where
near the
rocks.
Rocks.
I go near where the rocks are. Yeah. And there's a lady walking
with a book
with papers under her arms.
Oh.
And I have to run to catch up with her as she's walking towards the sphere.
And you're not good at running.
Not at that point, because I'd been on my feet
all
for
day
a long
long. Yeah.
time.
Yeah.
And I yelled after her. Are you the lady?
Hey, lady.
I literally said, are you the lady with the list? And she stopped and turned around and she said, what? And I said, are you the lady with the list? And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, this is the truth. I said, you're not her, because the lady with the list would know what I'm talking about. And she just stared at me. She said, I have to get into the sphere. And I said, you go on with yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I continued looking
so
for the lady with the
list. She
was
the cops,
not the
her
lady
husband.
With the list. I
she
had
thinks
to.
She's in the middle of a Jason Bourne movie.
So people say that Vegas never sleeps. That's Vegas goes to sleep at about 11 o'clock. All right, the only people awake after 11
are
gambling or hooking or something.
Or both.
Yeah. But as far as eating, Ain't nothing open. I walked all the way over to the strip. It's like a 15-minute walk.
Really?
There were no restaurants open. The only thing that was open was a Chipotle. And there was a Subway, but ain't no way in hell I'm getting
nobody wants
deli
that.
Meats in Vegas. No. Yeah. I'm getting Chipotle.
You like, couldn't eat inside one of the casinos?
No. Well, I found out the next night there were a couple places open till 1. Panda Express and like this place that I ate at.
I originally was against that place till I found out that they use real panda.
There's a sushi place that's open till 1 a.m., but no. No. Any good God-fearing Christian sushi place is closed by 8 p.m.
Yeah.
In my book. Anyway, I went and ate, and then it's 1:30, and I had to be back at the line at 4 a.m. 4:30, I had to be on my way. The check-in is at 5 a.m. for the general admission line. Mike, how do you know that? Because I'm a member of the U2 Sphere group.
Yeah.
Plug.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that messaged me when I asked the question, how do you do this? He sent me probably the longest personal message I've ever had.
Yeah.
It had like bookmarks and stuff in it of what you had to do.
Chapter
and
3.
And one thing it said, no matter what, come hell or high water or both, be where the list is at 5 a.m. And this is 1:30, 2 o'clock. By the time I get back to my hotel, I was like, and I've been up like for 28 hours at this point. I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to make it. But I was like, I'm out here. I came out here for this.
Why not?
I set the alarm for 4. I said, if I wake up and I feel like it, I'll go. If I don't, I'll just go back to sleep and I'll be at the back of the general admission. Woke up at 4. I'm out there. I'm going to the rocks.
Yeah.
I see the lady.
Yeah.
She has a list.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember her name. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. I can't remember her name. We'll call her number 1.
Deidre.
She was the first one. Deidre was the first one in line. And then number 2 was helping run the line. She saw me and she's like, you're here for general admission. I was like, yeah. She's like, you just made the cutoff. It's like, yes.
Woohoo! Yes, science.
She said, go to the end of the line. We'll give you your number. She's going down. She has the list. There were like 25 names on the list.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't make it back to that check-in, so I became number 15.
Okay.
So I start talking to people around me, and they're telling me, you're guaranteed a place on the rail. It's just, where do you want to be?
Yeah.
So I know this from previous shows. You got to buddy up with people on the rail with you, because you're going to have to pee or something, and you're going to need them to hold your place.
Yeah.
Because once you get down there, you remember 2017 Joshua Tree, the guy that got ejected by the lady we were talking to.
Oh, you didn't mess with her.
No.
She would have killed him.
No. But if we had moved, if we had moved from our spot, people would have gone into that
but we
spot.
Had the tag
we
on,
did.
Our, on our wrist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
my tag number is bigger than yours, or lower.
Right.
Move it.
Exactly. At a certain point, it becomes anarchy. So the goal of this system is to get you in line to have a good chance at that spot. But the last 5 minutes is insane. We'll get to that. I'm here. I have to
jazz
be here.
Hands.
Jazz. I have to be here until 8 a.m. 8 a.m. is when the Sphere comes out. The people from the Sphere.
Okay.
And they give you their numbered wristband. Once they give you their numbered wristband, the number on your hand don't mean jack squat.
Okay.
It's all about what they numbered they gave you.
Yeah.
They number they gave you.
What?
So I'm talking to these people for 3 or 4 hours. One of them, I became Facebook friends with, Bernardo. Shout out to Bernardo.
Hi, Bernardo.
I'll call him the blue-haired fly guy.
Okay.
He was dressed like the fly. He wasn't then. That's another side note. Everyone looked homeless. They had like blankets around them.
Yeah.
They were just walking around shivering. We would randomly do jumping jacks. There was a lady, I was pretty sure she died 3 or 4 times.
You were outside?
Outside.
Okay.
It was about 30 to 40 degrees. It warmed up to 45, 50 degrees by the morning, by 8 a.m. It was rough. They had hand warmers. Yeah, they were passing
people
out.
People assume that Vegas is warmer, but it's a desert.
Yeah.
So it gets really cold.
And at 4 in the morning, or 5 in the morning, it gets really cold.
Yeah.
So 8 a.m. hit, this very, very animated guy came out and was, I just took video of him. I'll post it somewhere. Gave us the rundown. Basically said, you know, get in a number, come back at 5 p.m. All right. One of the guys I talked to that we'll feature later in the story, my bathroom, the guy that was helping save the thing for the bathroom.
He's your bathroom buddy.
He has seen you two 264 times.
Okay.
To which I was like, that's the only concert. I don't think I've seen 264 concerts.
Period. Yeah.
I'm close.
I don't know.
I might be close to that, but not all one band.
I have no idea. I'd have to go back and count seriously.
I get done with that. I go into the, I get my number, all these things. Now I'm free. I don't have to be back until 5 p.m. They told us if you're not back by 5 p.m., you lose your place. again.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I'm out there. I eat all this stuff. I get maybe 3 hours of sleep. 3 o'clock, I'm back up. I eat. I go back over to this here. Long story short, I finally get my official.
I love how you say long story short. It's 40 minutes into the podcast.
They bring us into the sphere. They line us up in this place that's way under, like in their general mission area, which I'd never been for. There's a huge bar under there. So anyone who's been to the sphere and been to one of the other sections in the general mission has like this golden bar. Everything in the sphere is like purple and blue motif with the Octane Baby stuff.
Yeah.
There's a gold like bar from The Shining down there. Like literally, I was like, Jack Torrance is in here. I'm going to see the two girls and the elevator of blood open up. It looks like The Shining. Yes, that's where I got my beer. Anyway, they bring us in there. Now, the guy that was my bathroom buddy got stopped. Once they scan your ticket, you're not allowed to run because there was a lady in red that came out and said, if you run, I'll eject you from the sphere and you'll be at the end of the line.
If you run?
Yeah, run to the stage.
Oh, okay.
Because after we get through the ticket things and when they say go, Everyone's equal. Numbers don't mean anything. You could be number 50. And if you make it to where Bono's going to be, you're there.
Okay.
And that's it. It's like it turns into anarchy. Okay. So we hit that point. And the dude gets stopped because he had all this stuff in his pockets. And I'm just like, I can't, what are we going to do? But I can't leave him because I need a bathroom buddy. And anyway, so I'm like making distance and I'm like, you're going to have to run to keep up. Thankfully, when we got in there, there was another stopping point and we all kind of reshuffled again.
Yeah.
Then they gave us another speech about how we can't run, we can't push, all these things. And then they just opened the thing and said, enjoy the show.
Yeah.
And you talk about the fast walking competition.
Mm-hmm.
We had some fast walkers.
Yeah.
Run straight to the rail. Boom. So I didn't get right in front of Bono, but I got like midway between Bono and the edge.
Nice.
And that's where I stayed for the rest of the night. Unfortunately.
From 5 p.m. to like 9? 10?
It's a 2-hour, 2-hour-15-minute show. They went on till 11, about 11.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Yeah.
But, well, I did pee once. So something told me, like the guy that I was right next to me, the 264 show guy,
yeah,
he decides he's going to go to the bathroom. Like right then, he comes, he actually bought me a water. I thought that's nice.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
And he said he wasn't feeling that well. So he had to get some sugar. He had he said he had low blood sugar.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. And I said, okay. And we're still a good hour and a half away from when the DJ even starts. Cause there's a DJ before you two. And I think, something told me I need to go to the bathroom. Like you should go now.
Yeah.
I went, I came back. He saved the spot. I got back in my spot and he just said, I'm really not feeling well. You may have to get somebody for me. Get this security guy. Like immediately when I got back and I tapped the security guy and the guy turned around and then this dude started falling down and I and the people behind him helped catch him.
Oh, wow.
And then he got back up and then he fell down again. And I'm like, tell the security guys, you need to get somebody. This is not good.
Yeah.
They ended up having to bring medical in and take him out, which I felt horrible. He had been.
Was this Bernardo?
No, this is not Bernardo.
Oh, okay.
Bernardo made it. Bernardo was actually in the Bono group where Bono came in. Bernardo touched Bono. But this guy didn't make it. So I don't know. I hope he's okay. But yeah, they were asking me, are you his friend, his brother, his thing? I was like, no, I've met him in the line. I don't know anything about his whatever is happening. I don't know. So he left immediately, somebody from behind us. And it was like the instant
he
was
vacated. Doink.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, instantly gone.
Sorry.
There's another person there.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate to say it, but I would have done this. That's like, what are you going to do?
That's what happens.
We're going to leave this spot open in honor of Cliff. I know. It's like, yeah, I hope he's okay, but he's not going to make it.
He's not here. Yeah.
Yeah. If he comes back, I'll let him have his spot.
The security guard in front of us was hilarious. I spent more time talking to him, I think, than anybody else. He told me about there's a shrimp that punches other fish and crabs.
Okay.
And he said the punch has the force of a 9mm bullet. And I said, security guy, that's... He's like, look it up. Look it up on your phone right now. I looked it up. Yes.
Yeah.
It's on my Google search history. There is a fish that has a punch and it hunts crabs. It's a fish. It's a shrimp. It's like the John Wick shrimp that takes down crabs. And he's like, I got another one for you. This is like 20 minutes later. I was like, what's that? What else is randomly, he's like walking around doing security guard.
Every night.
Doing security guard stuff. And he comes back and he's like, there's a bird that if it sings next to you, you'll make you go deaf.
What?
I believe
that,
yeah.
Yeah, he showed it to me, and we looked at that. I started asking him, are you guys allowed to watch the show? He's like, yeah, we can do whatever we want as long as they rotate us around. We had this whole conversation with this guy. Guy was awesome. Never got his name. The DJ comes out through that spot. I got a selfie with the DJ.
I saw that.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
And then after that, the show started, and it was a freaking – it felt like a real U2 show, being like right there and, you know – well, it was like when we were at the Joshua Tree 2017.
Yeah.
I could hear the drums being played before they came through the thing.
And it was still the fill-in drummer, right?
Yeah.
Joaquin, and, what's his name?
Joaquin Brandenburg.
Mm.
Bram Vandenberg.
Okay, Bram.
I will say that they increased the volume. So when Bess and I and the kids went, my complaint was it wasn't loud enough. And I started to think, maybe I'm going deaf and I just can't hear it. It was louder than Friday night and even louder than that on Saturday. So it's a hell of a show. At the end of it, I went back out. I ate something at this other place, made it to the plane the next day, and then that's the end of my trip.
I'm glad you had a good time. Mm. I can't believe you got to see them twice.
Yeah.
How cool was that?
That was the first time we saw them in the lower section seated. Then I saw them in the 400 way up here, and then I saw them right up in the edges crawl.
Now, how many times have you seen them total?
Now 12.
12, okay.
Yeah. Three, yeah, nine before the sphere.
I'll tell you what's crazy is, you know, you go and mm-hmm. see it, and you and I have a lot of the same Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. You go to a U2 show, I get texts and direct messages. They reach out to me.
Yeah.
You know, Courtney says, he said, man, how did Mike get those seats? And I'm like, well, I mean, I mean, I knew a little bit about how you did it.
But yeah.
Like, I don't know why people are asking me. I'm not your mother or your wife or anything.
So I have some shout outs.
Okay.
So the entire trip, I was wearing my shirts, the shirts with the QR code.
Yes. Mike wore, he had Irritable Dad Syndrome t-shirts with a QR code, hoping that people would scan them and start downloading the show in Vegas.
So,
and we had six downloads.
So
thank you, Las Vegas.
I didn't get names of everyone. I did get Donna's name because she was shouting it at me. Donna and her drunk friend.
Hi,
in
Donna.
In the parking. I won't want to say she was drunk. But
she was drunk. Come on.
They had a Bluetooth speaker that was blaring. And I said I would shout out Donna and your friend. I shout you out. You guys were awesome. They helped me find the sphere. Believe it or not, I was right next to the sphere. They had to help me find the giant glowing ball.
How can you not find the sphere? Can you tell me where the Grand Canyon is? I can't seem to find the damn thing.
The pilot from Cincinnati to New York mm-hmm. saw my shirt and he was like, in my defense, I thought it was funny. He's like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I said, it's my show, Irritable Dad Syndrome. He's like, really? You have a show? Like, yeah, everyone has a podcast.
Anybody.
Your dog probably has a podcast by this point. Everyone at the Vegas airport Quiznos. By the time I got to the Quiznos at the Vegas airport, I was on verge of passing out. I was so hungry because I hadn't eaten from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And they made me a sub, and then they asked me if it was okay to scan my QR code.
No.
I said, yes,
no,
that's what
stay
it's
away
there for.
From me.
And I made a joke. I was like, it'll steal all your Bitcoin. And they stopped. I was like, I'm kidding. It's my show.
I don't even know what Bitcoin is.
Yeah. The receptionist at the Holiday Inn Desert, because she scanned it and mm-hmm. thought it was cool that it went to a website. And I was like, you can follow it from there. I mean,
yeah.
The journey doesn't end here.
No, it's only the beginning.
A Starbucks lady.
Uh-huh.
I got a Starbucks to help with my headache. She scanned it. The front row people of the show that I spent all that time with, hearing their stories, and the TSA agent in Cincinnati, which was the weirdest one. I come through security and he's like, you got a QR code on your shirt. And I thought he was going to make me remove you're not allowed to fly with a QR code.
What?
And I said, yeah. He's like, what happens if I scan that? And I said, it goes to my, show. And he's like, you can go ahead and scan it. He's like, I gave up QR codes a long time ago.
Oh, once you don't want to get back on the juice. He comes home and his wife's like, Larry, you've been on the QR code again, haven't you?
Yeah.
Damn it. I told you. Yeah.
Yeah. So longtime listeners and
first-time callers.
And first-time callers and people that are aware of things going on in the world will recognize that there also was a football game
yes,
in Vegas
there was.
This weekend.
Yes.
And
it was a good game after the second half.
So I have told this before. You know this. Me and Bess are not into sports. Our kids are full-blown 100% into sports. My 10-year-old taught me how to throw a football.
Okay. That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I am in I'm in Sin City with the Super Bowl about to happen. I eat at a pancake place in the Mirage. It's the best. If you're in Vegas, go to the Mirage, the pantry, and get their pancakes.
I love pancakes so much.
Yeah, it'll make you smack your dog dead in the face. If you go to put your name in, it's an hour and a half wait. If you say, I just want to go to the bar, they say, well, go to the I'm not in your way.
Yeah.
So I go there and there's a dude sitting there and another dude. I sit in between them and I just strike up a conversation with the guy next to me. His name's Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give him a shout out. We were cracking each other up the entire time because his job, what he does, he owns a company and they have RVs and they entertain NFL players and their families. They have like luxury RVs. It's like tailgating for those people.
Yeah.
And he's talking about all the players that he knows and the different teams and the Steelers is one of them.
Yeah.
And I just start laughing and he was like, well, I was like, the one guy in who Vegas right now who
nothing
who can't even engage in this conversation.
You're like,
is the guy you're talking to.
You're like, is Dan Marino playing today?
I said, you're getting me in trouble right now because I'm going to tell my kids about meeting you and they're going to be so pissed because they would be able to carry a conversation with you right now. I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know any of these people. And he just started laughing and he knew I was in town for the U2 concert. We were talking about that. And he's like, so you're a music guy. I'm like, yeah, I go to concerts all the time. Guess what show he has been to and talked to me about? GWAR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, GWAR. He's like, have you ever heard of a band called GWAR? I was like, have I? My co-host got blood tossed on him from GWAR.
Yeah.
He got GWAR'd.
Yeah.
And we talked about, you know, his hip hop and rap, you know, mine was rock. I talked about country. I can't stand it. He says, you need to give it more of a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what the hell is even this? You know, we're talking about music. And then we go back to the football thing. At one point I thought he was going to invite me to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And I was ready to go. If he was going to say, I would just like call Delta. I'm not flying back today. I'll fly back the next day. But he didn't. No.
Yeah, too bad. Yeah.
I commented on the way he cut his pancakes.
Jesus, can't just let it go.
I've never seen, he did it like a pizza, like triangles. Yeah. He cut it like you do a pizza.
Okay.
And I said, I've never seen anybody do their pancakes like that. And he looked at me. He's like, this is the only way to do your pancakes. And I said, I disagree.
You're like, oh, hell no.
And I showed him the grid method.
Uh-huh.
And I told him about my friend, Box, who made fun of me for being an engineer and doing it in the grid.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he laughed. He's like, that is how an engineer would cut their pancakes.
Yeah.
And I said, it gets the syrup all in all sections.
Did you tell him about my pool method?
No, I was so pissed off about the fact that when I looked at his, he said mine also allows for the syrup to get in all the sections. And I said, but the base of your pizza slices is bigger than the pointy. Mine are all the exact same size. They get the exact same syrup. And he said, I like syrup. And I was like, that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about whether you like syrup.
We're talking about pancakes.
He says, I like a lot of syrup. I was like, I do too.
Yeah.
You don't see any extra syrup on my plate, do you?
Right.
It's all in the pancake.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I think both of our methods get a lot of syrup.
And that's where you and him, that's where the two of you, your relationship fizzled.
That was the middle of the conversation because I had to bring it up. You know, I had to comment on it. Yeah. I couldn't let that slide.
Sure. Of course you did.
I've just never seen anybody, because I was expecting him, it threw me off. I was expecting him to reach down with his fingers and pick it up like a piece of pizza.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, if he does that, I'm going to run screaming from this restaurant because I can't handle that. And he didn't do that. He did order the exact same thing that I did. The weird thing is he had already ordered.
Uh-huh.
And then I sat down and ordered right after him. And he looked at me. He's like, you just ordered what I ordered. And his food wasn't there yet. Except he got scrambled eggs and I got mine over easy because I'm an American.
I don't get my eggs over easy unless I have sausage links.
I had sausage links.
Okay, okay.
And so
then
did
you
he.
Get your eggs, and you get it on a different plate than your pancakes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't
we each had
get me on the same plate.
We each had three plates.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You eat your eggs over easy. Over medium. I have them over medium.
Okay.
Yes.
I used to do over medium.
Yeah. You slop your sausage in there and get up the.
Are we still talking about breakfast?
Yes, okay, we are.
All right. Yeah.
And then you get up all the runnies.
Yeah. So I had fun with him, and then he left, and then the guy next to me heard all this conversation because I was telling the other guy where I got these tickets for cheap. I was, you know, and the guy next to me, I looked. He's like, "What website were you on?" I was like, "Vivid Seats plug."
Yeah.
And then he's looking. He's like, "So that's a pretty good show."
Yeah, what, you too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's pretty, not bad.
It's okay. Yeah. We'll lose a little momentum in the middle, but it picks back up at the end. What the? You're talking to a dude who's currently got like a U2 hoodie. Uh-huh. I got all my gear.
You're wearing U2 boxers. Yeah.
Yeah. So I helped him find a ticket, and he said he was going to go that night. And it was weird. I was like, "You just heard a guy at a pancake bar talking about this. Now you're getting tickets." He's like, "I don't have anything else to do tonight."
Yeah.
Okay. And I was hoping he wasn't sitting next to me, because that would be weird.
Yeah.
You'd see the pancake guy sitting next to me.
Just show up day of.
Yeah.
Could people go like day of? Did they have any empty seats?
That's my ticket was day of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have thought it had been still sold out.
Well, it was.
But it's
Super Bowl guy, Shannon, explained to me what happened, because I was telling him about this. And what he said made sense. Especially because I saw all these people with signs outside for Paramount, Verizon, all these different companies bought up tons of seats at the here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they gave them away for free. And if people didn't want to go, or if they couldn't
make it, then they're out
that money, and they throw it back on the thing to be sold. I got one of those tickets.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
This portion of Irritable Dad Syndrome is brought to you by Vibroflux. Listen to their new kick-ass album at vibroflux.eraverb.com. That's vibroflux.eraverb.com.
You know what I find hilarious about this episode?
What's that?
If there's anybody new coming on, they think that you're like the guy, and I'm that dude that sat next to Norm McDonald and goes, "Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah." I don't care. I really don't care.
Well,
I don't. But it's like, "Hey, Mike," and 58 minutes later.
Well, we do have those episodes. We have episodes where you're the whole time.
I know we do.
And then I just pop in every 20 minutes. I'm still here, folks.
I know.
It's Darren again, and that guy.
Again, I'm not complaining. I am not complaining. So if you're new to the show, check out another one.
Yeah, this is not a normal... This is not a normal show.
I usually talk a little bit.
Darren
too.
Tends to contribute.
We're out of time.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So here's the deal. For all of you who were like chomping at the bit, waiting on me to tell my thrilling dermatology story.
We should put that in another episode.
I'm going to tell that on the next episode.
All right.
We want you to go to irritabledadsyndrome.com, and especially if you're new to the podcast, download every episode. There's Greatest Hits Volume 1 and Volume 2 and Volume 3 on there. You can go to Patreon if you want to donate money to us. There's bonus audio, and there's a lot of cool stuff on there. And we hope to see you next week on Irritable Dad Syndrome.
Irritable Dad Syndrome is a Mike Odell, Darren Cox production.
Oh, my coccyx is going to hurt when I stand up. I've been sitting too long. You ever have coccyx problems?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.